T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to July. 6 o'clock, right on the dot. And I can't believe I'm hungry already, but it is Wawa Hoagie Day here in Philadelphia.
Now, of course, it's a bit different, but it's amazing what all the Wawas are doing today. Over 900 of them are busy making more than 45,000 hoagies for healthcare workers and local groups. And Jen, no, there is nothing wrong with having a hoagie for breakfast. You know what I had this week? My oddest thing I had for breakfast this week was chicken piccata. It was leftover from the night before.
Okay.
And I'm like,
leftovers are the best.
It's okay. You're right. Speaking of food, we've got a $50 Wise Markets gift card. You guys can win when we play Beat the Bee. One of you anyway. That's going to happen at 8:30. We're going to hop over to Facebook Live in just a few moments for our little bee up.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right. So you know how Philadelphia's goal, of course, was to enter the green phase on Friday, right? Well, it's not fully going to. People just aren't wearing their masks. You know, the city's numbers are going up. So indoor dining, not going to happen. And you can't work out at your gym. What will open on Friday? Malls are opening, libraries, and also museums.
Yeah. So here's the revised new goal for Philadelphia to go fully green is August 1st. Okay. And that could change, of course. So everything's subject to change.
Yeah.
If the number of COVID cases begin to decrease again, that date could be actually moved up. And if we were planning, if you were planning to go to any Delaware beaches for the 4th of July holiday weekend, they just decided for the same reason to close all beach bars as of Friday, which I think is a good move, obviously, with everything that's going on. So you got to keep those masks on, Jen Ryan.
That's the lesson.
The only way we're really going to get through this. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, this was totally trending on social media yesterday, and I hope you saw it. It was the teaser for Gritty getting a makeover on Queer Eye, and it was so cute. So the next season is taking place here in Philadelphia, and it was the fanatic who wrote into the guys asking for a makeover for his dear friend, Gritty.
The fanatic just got his makeover. Looks good. It's up on our Facebook page. If you guys missed it, check it out. It really focuses on his terrible bushy eyebrows, his outfit, and whether or not, like, orange is the best color. But you can't change his color. Maybe a different shade of orange? I don't know. He gets his own space in the Flyers' locker room, and they really try really hard to improve his diet. He only eats cheesesteaks, as you know, so... It's all about the diet, what you put into your body.
That's right.
So
right.
Maybe he'll slim down a little bit. Slimmer,
know.
Gritty?
I don't know. That was their biggest challenge, was trying to get him to eat some fruits and vegetables.
Well, if you guys have not seen this really cool video, it's up on our Facebook page at
The Sign.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Is it wrong to be hungry already on this Wawa Hoagie Day? Well, we don't think so, right? Nothing wrong with a hoagie for breakfast. So obviously today is a little different from the usual Wawa Welcome America Hoagie Day. No free hoagies on Independence Mall. Instead, as we speak, more than 900 Wawa stores. They're very busy. They're making over 45,000 hoagies. Going to be donated today to, like, healthcare workers and local organizations like Philabundance. It's just an amazing thing to do.
I'm so glad they're doing this. This is just wonderful, really. What is your, Jen, your personal go-to Wawa hoagie or sandwich? Like, what's your thing? Because everybody's got their thing.
Well, I go to, I do Italian, but I have to have sweet peppers on it. Right. Like, have to. Sandwich-wise, I really like Wawa's egg salad, the club sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
With the bacon.
It's good.
Yeah, I will take it. I don't need to customize it. It's good as is. How about you?
Oh, you know mine. It's chicken salad hoagie. And what I do is I always get it with the pickles on it. It's got, in fact, every time, even if I make my own chicken salad, I have to do the pickles. Somebody gave me the tip. I was standing in Wawa, my local Wawa, one day, and they said, you should do it with the pickles. That's how I got the tip.
I'll have to try it.
And I tried it. It is amazing. By the way, pickles on pizza, amazing too.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Pickles on pizza. You do the slices. Pickles make everything better. I'm telling you.
All right. No, that's fine. Listen, I did this dill pickle dip once just with crackers, and it was amazing.
I'm
so
telling
I hear you.
Dill has that flavor, that little punch to food. Gives it. Anyway, what is your Wawa hoagie sandwich or go-to? We want to hear from you guys. Let's show Wawa some love. They're doing such a nice thing on
they
Wawa
are.
Hoagie Day today. Give us a call. What's your go-to Wawa sandwich? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I wonder what our top fan of the day's favorite Wawa hoagie is. Want to congratulate Lisa Stone. This is her special day on the B because she is such an avid listener and she's very active with us on Facebook. It's very cool. Thank you, Lisa. And hey, give us a call. We are talking about what your go-to hoagie or sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the top fan of the day is brought to us by our friends over at Acme. As you mentioned, it's barbecue in a bag that you guys can win to get your grill on this summer. This includes all the goodies you're going to need. Plus, it includes a $100 Acme gift card, which will come in handy this summer for sure. All you have to do is to register online at b101philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you are a fan of Ozark, you know, on Netflix, and I know so many people just binged it, especially season 3. It came out like perfect timing, right? That was like early in the quarantine. It will soon be coming to an end.
Yeah, the Bird family, they're going to be saying goodbye with an extended fourth and final season, but it's an interesting setup that they have. So, by the way, Netflix has not announced when that new season will actually begin, but it's going to be a long one. As I mentioned, very unique setup here. They're going to do 14 episodes, but it's going to be running in two parts of 7 episodes each. Kind of like now they do mid-season finales. It'll be like that.
Game of Thrones kind
Game of Thrones,
did that.
Thrones
didn't
did that.
I, yeah.
They broke it up that way. So
okay.
It kind of really gives you, I know it's season 4, but it really gives you a season 4 and a season 5, if you think about it.
Well, you could think it that way. In a way, though, I'm just glad it is coming to an end because this family is just so involved in mess after mess. Like, I want them to find peace. You know what I mean?
Listen, I can't tell you how many dreams I've had about finding money on the street and how am I going to launder it. I mean, that's all I dream about.
I know. It's a great show.
Yeah, it really is. It is exhausting to watch them, though. But let's hope it ends a little bit better than Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
for example, we were not happy with that ending. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.